protection. In a news update for November 29th, 2022, on his Tuesday morning edition, part number, or hour six, hitting your way next, syndicated on two networks, SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite news net radio networks across the interwebs, where you can find us at Spotify.fm. Stitcher, Applecast, Anchor.fm, and many, many more. Podcast name is Top Headlines, national and international news stories. Hour number six coming to you next. We'll be back.
Alaska, China, biggest protest in the history of 60-plus years under the communists. We've got to really stand with those folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a time that's come. I mean, you know, they've been put under this no-COVID pressure for so long that of course, it's going to erupt into this, and people have to understand that China is the blueprint for the West. You know, they often, you know, test things out over there to see how we're going to deal with it over here. And I'm starting to see some signs that China is now, Canada is now morphing into a similar blueprint and a test area for how these crazy authoritarian COVID-1984 nightmare procedures are going to be carried out. I mean, look at what Justin Trudeau is doing. When I went to cover the trucker rally, Alex, I had to drive for 6 days across the country. I couldn't fly within my own country because I'm unvaccinated. I took a baton to the ribs from the police for covering that. I'm still dealing with that. This is all over this COVID-1984 nightmare. Look at British Columbia right now. Bill C-36, they want to quite literally stop doctors from spreading misinformation about the vaccine and charge people up to $200,000, maybe even throw them in jail for refusing to go along with this medical tyranny. So, I mean...
And Klaus Schwab, you're right. Klaus Schwab says Justin Trudeau is the model of leaders that they're installing.
Schwab quite literally bragged about the fact that he has guys like Trudeau and Macron and the New Zealand Prime Minister and others essentially under his thumb as what he calls World Economic Juniors, World Economic Forum Juniors, who have, you know, been shaped and molded to bring about this great reset. That's why they're all talking about it openly. And you know, China is absolutely shocking what's going on there, but people need to pay attention to what's happening in Canada too, because they've really, really pushed their boundaries here in Canada. Canadians are noticing what's going on. They're speaking out. Hopefully they get as brazen as what's happening in China, because as I understand it, this is very rare for the Chinese to become this vocal, actually saying get Xi out of there. Again, it's a protest whose time has come, because this COVID-1984 nightmare, as you know and as your audience know, is fully about control. Clearly has nothing to do with health. It's all about mandating this global inoculation program, getting us under this health umbrella for the purposes of control. China.
And what's crazy is they now admit that everywhere. What is that doing to your credibility and others? It's not about, oh, we're credible, but we've reached that paradox where everything we said has come true. I'm just seeing our credibility explode. I don't see how the system deals with that, because if we weren't around, if our listeners weren't around promoting this, I'm letting folks know the good news, folks. We really fought them to a standstill. They would be winning right now, but they're not, because the world's waking up fast. How do they strike back then?
Well, perhaps that's our position in this war, in InfoWars and in Press for Truth, is to continuously push back against this and expose this. And I suppose the only thing they can do is to play dirty, right? Go behind the scenes and try to have us shut down or censored in any way they can. But as we spoke about earlier, Alex, that only amplifies our voice. I think he once famously said, you know, like the Star Wars thing, strike me down and I'll become bigger and more powerful than you could have ever imagined. Well, that's what's happening, really.
That's right. As long as we don't decide they've beaten us, we only get stronger. We just have to persevere and trust in God, and we'll get stronger and stronger.
Well, exactly, Alex. That's why I said in the beginning of this, I'm seeing this current banning as a bit of a blessing in disguise. I think, you know, sometimes when certain doors are closed like that, it leads to an opportunity of other doors being opened that you may have not have even known was a possibility. So I'm really looking forward to the future of continuing to do what I do here at Press for Truth. Because there's really no way of shutting me down. Same with you, you know, less than killing us. I mean, that's the only possible way.
But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that briefly. That's why they want internet power outages and things. The only way they can do it is that. I'm really worried about them doing a fake cyber attack, and we've seen Klaus Schwab hyping that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've been talking about the coming of, Internet 2.0 for quite a long time, and really, they have the power to flip the switch at their fingertips at any given moment. But that's not to say that we don't have the ability to use this technology to our advantage as well. You know, it's a double-edged sword. And we're really at that fork in the road now where you can't be on the fence anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching Alex Jones, if you're watching me at Press for Truth, and you're thinking, man, maybe I should start doing something like these guys. There's no excuse anymore. You can start a website. You can start a channel on these platforms. You can get out there, get your voice amplified. Again, it virtually costs nothing these days to do so. So there's really nothing holding anyone back at this stage in the game. I want to encourage all the viewers watching this that if you're on the fence, if you're thinking, I'm just one little person, what could I do? All you got to do is dive in head first and start doing it. And when you're honest, you're genuine, you're truthful, you present good info, the truth will resonate with people and you will start to build a credible audience. And then you can contribute to the info war that guys like Alex Jones have been at the tip of the spear of fighting.
All right. Well, great job on the Balenciaga situation. Join us again very, very soon. PressForTruth.ca. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank all you. Right, thank you. We're coming right back, hour four. I'm going to get to all the callers on the board. Then Gerald Celente takes over. Don't forget, tomorrow night's the final time to get a free gift with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. We got 15 minutes left, and I'm hosting. Then the amazing Gerald Celente is taking over. Let's talk to Bob in Florida. Bob, thanks for holding during that Dan Dix interview. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Listen, I wake up most mornings trying to figure out what I can do to help save America. I go to sleep that way too, by the way, and I come up with some ideas, and I'm so honored to be able to share this one with you. And by the way, I take Nation's iodine, my wife does, and last year we bought it for Christmas presents.
Thank you.
And I just got off the phone, my wife's with her, and she said she's going to be ordering a bunch of other products to do the same for Christmas gifts. But listen, here's my idea. Picture a truck going down the road. It's got magnetic signs on it, right? Well, nowadays they have magnetic dry erase signs. And what I'm looking for is forward to is for your message of the week that will go out on the air, whether it's once a week, once every 2 weeks, and I'll be able to write it on my sign. And you'll be selling the sign, the blank. They're actually blank dry erase signs, and you'll be putting that message out every week, and you'll have your a separate strip with just your logo on it, so people begin to know the logo. And you would always encourage, like me, I would encourage my family member, and I'd say, I want two sets of them signs. I want one for me and one of my family members. And next thing you know, I'm seeing it all around my own town because I'm encouraging people to buy these signs and get ready for the message. It's kind of like the Christmas story when the little kid's waiting for the secret.
No, you're right. They've got really inexpensive magnets that go on your door that are dry erase. We sell them for like $5 a cost, and then we have a message of the week. People write that on and stick it on their car.
Can you do it for me, please?
Yes, I'm going to get on it. Believe me, the listeners have so many great ideas.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I'm so glad to hear that. And I just want you to know, what you were talking about, the children and everything, one person can make a difference. My wife stood up against the Broward County School Board and made a difference. We got people all around us.
Oh, they're so scared of parents peacefully at school boards. They went into panic mode because if the grassroots gets involved, it's game over for these suckers.
That's exactly right. And if you can, folks, take your kids out of public school, homeschool them. I actually own a private school for homeschoolers. We cover the whole state of Florida. We don't go outside of
beautiful.
Florida.
What's the name of it? I might move there.
It's Family Tree Private School.
Family Tree Private School. God bless you, brother. Let's go to Josh in West Virginia. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you got me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, there's so much going on. This may seem a little strange, but we know the ultimate battle's for the soul, right?
Yes, sir.
So I believe that the current incarnation of the Catholic religion is one of the greatest deceits of humanity. I believe they're pulling people away from God. They pray to Mary, which is blasphemy. I mean, in the Bible, in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. None shall get to the Father except through me. You know, they depict Jesus as a helpless baby, and Mary is this sacred figure. Have your crew pull up, if they can. Just look for Catholic Mary art. And I guarantee the majority of all the images will have her depicted with this ring behind her head, this sun, this glowing circle, that apparently it's like tied to sun god worship. And
I thought they put a ring around the saints' heads.
Oh, it's Mary too. All of them, the saints too, yeah. But it's, apparently it's like this sun god worship thing.
Brother, you know, I know there's some Catholics that serve evil. There's some Protestants that do. I know there's good Catholics that fight the New World Order. I mean, are you saying you don't think any Catholics are Christian?
No, no. So I want to be careful there because I think it's been co-opted or something evil. Because, like, Seamus of Freedom Tunes, I love that guy. You know, and I think he's a really great person. But I think they're being misled away from God. You know, they pray to Mary. Come on. That's blasphemy.
All right, Josh, I appreciate your call. You know, my issue is I love everybody. I know a lot of great Catholics. I know a lot of great people, period. And I don't even go to any church because these churches are all so controlled. I go to a few churches, you know, but not a regular one. And I'm just not here judging people. I mean, I do say the Pope does some bad things. And I disagree with him. But a lot of Catholics are his biggest critics. So I just want, no matter how you were brought up, to love God, love Jesus, and try to fight corruption and evil. But I hear your points. All right, Joe, Leo, Justin, and Trent, we're coming back in 60 seconds. Go right to your phone calls. Final segment, Joe Salente, the great trends forecaster, is set to take over in a moment. Joe in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Wanted to say thank you for everything. I get all your products. Everybody always says that. I get your coins. I got your great reset book.
Alex, we wouldn't be on air. We wouldn't be on air without you, Joe.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you. You're out fighting for us, and I wanted to just say a couple of things. One, thank you. You personally made a great influence on my life. It made me stop drinking alcohol. I don't know. You've said a couple of times you were thinking about that, but I don't know if you've...
No, I've quit on and off. I don't think moderate drinking's bad, but it's definitely over-drinking's not a good thing.
And I also started... going back to church because of you, and I hope that God can get us out of this mess.
Well, I want to be clear when I talk about God. I love God. I love Jesus. I never claim to be a perfect person and that I'm better than somebody. I'm saying God is the answer. The devil is the problem. There's team freedom, team demon. This is a spiritual battle. It's real.
100%. 100%. A couple of things you could help me out with, since you've helped me out so much. Two things. One, I can't get my kids to eat any of your products, like the gummy D3 or take the X2, which I think is amazing. I don't know if there's anything you can say because it says Alex Jones on.
I mean, what do your kids like to drink? Like orange juice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tried to give them that the...
They won't be able to taste the half a dropper of X2 or X3 in their orange juice.
So I just stick it in there when they're not knowing. Okay.
The D3 gummies taste great. Why wouldn't they want those?
I don't know. I just, because it says Alex Jones on the package and they're brainwashed, you know, unfortunately.
Well, I would show them online videos of doctors how good D3 is.
And 100%, yes. And my youngest daughter doesn't get out. She's, you know, unfortunately captured by her phone like most kids now. And so she just sits in her room all day. So I'm like, at least take these because you
don't
get
out. Well, why don't you just take the phone away?
Oh, well, because she's not just a kid. She's 19, but so, yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. No, I hear you. Well, get her to put the phone down and go for a hike with you, brother.
That's an excellent idea. One last thing before I leave you today. Is there anything you can help me with? I have family members that have taken the jab and they're still taking the jabs and the boosters and stuff like that. And I don't have anything I can send them. I send them all that suddenly died video links and stuff, but I just don't have verbiage to say, please listen to this or see.
Well, the British Medical Journal is the most respected in the world. They came out 3 weeks ago and said the shot doesn't work. It's all over. There was time in British Medical Journal warns of COVID vaccines. There's major controversies. I cover it day after day here. I mean, you can just send them that. It doesn't protect them. And if they want to get better from taking the shots, I'm not a doctor, but doctors have said ivermectin helps stop the replication. Got to take it in cycles, according to the doctors. Helps stop the replication of the spike protein, either from the virus or from the shot. Thanks for the call. But, I mean, a lot of folks got to learn the hard way. Let's go ahead and talk to Leo in California. Leo, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, big fan. Just after the call, could you pass back to a crew member so I can pass some information on? But I wanted to know, because I don't share drinks or food or hook up with anybody who's vaxxed, and I was wondering, can the vax be transmitted to non-vaxxed people through sexual contact or blood or vaginal fluid or semen or saliva, since we know it can be transmitted through breast milk?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, but I've had hundreds of them on, and there's major studies out that indeed, you just like you can get the virus that produces the spike protein at a lower level, the shots make your cells produce it, and that there is some sloughing. Pfizer study showed for about 2 weeks of someone who's been injected. So they rubbed up against you, you put your hand in your eyes or your mucous membrane, you could get a viral spike protein replication according to the science I've seen.
Okay, because I got my blood tested recently, and I tested positive for the spike proteins, even though I've never been vaxxed, but I may have contracted COVID. Is that what that could be from?
Yeah, I'm not a medical doctor, but absolutely, that's what's going on.
All right, well, yeah, just ask Dr. McCullough or anybody.
Well, we know it's the virus. People say the virus isn't real. No, they're counting a bunch of viruses as doing it, but the shot creates a triggered event in the cells that make your cells create the most deadly part of the virus, which is a self-replicating protein or prion.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, I know you're not a doctor, but
Here's the deal. Just because you test positive, most of these tests are fake. They're now admitting that a regular antigen test is usually the flu. But what we know is way worse than even getting the virus is taking the shot. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Justin in Florida after Trent. Trent in Las Vegas, you're up first. Go ahead, Trent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peace and blessings. I think the number one crime committed in throughout history has been omitting the name of the Most High. The Most High's name is Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joshua, Obadiah. All these names have meaning. So the Messiah's name is Yahusha. The word God is a derivative of one of the fallen angels mentioned in the book of Enoch. He's actually the third ruler of the Gregory. He's actually the one who led Eve astray. So therefore, he is the talking serpent. He became
okay, well,
God.
I understand it's important to know how to pronounce God's name. There's different languages. But I think if somebody calls out to, the name Jesus, people can claim that's an occult name. As long as I'm not real God, God's going to recognize it. But I hear you. Is it Yahweh, Yeshua, or does everybody argues how to say it? Or how are you saying say it?
Yahuwah.
Okay.
Yahuwah. And all throughout the scriptures, we're instructed to call on his name, that we bear his name. Even one of the Ten Commandments warns us not to take his name in vain. Exodus 3:15 says, this is my name forever, and this is how I am to be remembered in every generation. Over 6,000 times in English translated Bibles, they've replaced Yahuwah with the Lord or God.
Interesting. I appreciate your call, Trent. Anything else? Oh, you're gone. Justin in Florida, go ahead. Last caller.
Hey, Alex. Appreciate it. Love you guys, the crew, everything you guys do. Long-time listener. I actually started listening to you by someone in a store while I was in the middle of a rant, yelled over the aisle and says, are you Alex Jones? And I said, who's that? And they showed me and been listening ever since. I'd like to go through some things. Basically, I've been fighting these guys since I was in kindergarten when teachers were spanking people and locking kids in closets and whatnot. Quit going to the doctor since I was 11, but I want to just touch on a few things. I have a word and a battle cry. And they say we should. I say we don't. Just say should. And just go.
Sir, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. All right. The great Gerald Celente is loaded for Barry. Takes over on the other side of this break. I want to thank all the listeners for their support.
Did your iPad go out? Oh, hell. I think it did. All right. Let me pause this for a minute. I think we lost power. And we'll be right back.
Everything you're doing, we're changing the world together with this broadcast. Please keep us on air while getting great products at the same time. We've never had a better time to do it than right now. We have the biggest sale in our history going. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776 on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's so incredible. Highest quality, strongest turmeric out there. 95% curcuminoid. We have the VasoBeats that creates the nitrous oxide in the blood. So good for your heart and cardiovascular. We've got the Ultra 12, highest quality B12 taken out of the tongue. So good for your whole body. All of them are 40 to 60% off. 40 and 50 and 60% off. The lowest is 40% off with promo code 1776 and then double Patriot points. That's 10% off of your next order and a free order, a free gift, a book, a film, a t-shirt, you name it. It's all randomly selected when you order by the computer at InfoWarsStore.com. And the free gift deal ends tomorrow night at midnight. It will 100% be over. So I want to thank you all for your support. Why fight the crowds? Why fight the traffic? Christmas is only, you know, 20-something days away, like 27 days away. Get your shopping done. Know you gave InfoWars the gift of staying on air. Give yourself the gift of free speech in the fight. Give everybody a gift of truth today. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente, the top Prince forecaster, takes over. Thanksgiving 2022 is here. We've got the biggest sale of the year going right now.
There it goes. Keeps fading out.
Being on the Alex Jones show, and you know, I was listening to Alex taking some questions from callers, and he talking about how, you know, he's a believer in Jesus. Well, you know, the story coming out this past weekend was that this guy, who they call him the Dean of Trinity College, and said that Jesus could have been transgender. I mean, what Dean? You know, I can't stand the names they give to clowns like officials, minister, dean, a little dope. How about dope? Jesus was transgender. What'd you get, your pecker cut off? I mean, what are you talking to? And why are they quoting clowns like this? You know why? Because it's a clown show. It's a global freak show right in front of your eyes. One after another, we got the freaks in control. The big headline news. Yeah. Front page. The Wall Street Journal. I pay $5 a day for this. $5. The New York Times. The toilet paper record. Here it is. Another big picture. Same story. $3 a day. Oh, your Trends Journal is less than $3 a week. 150 pages. We give you news you could use. There you go. Cambridge Dean defense sermon. Why would you quote a jerk like this? Anyway, going back, it's all about protests spread and challenge in China about the COVID. They're fighting against this thing being locked down. And all of the media, all of the Western media, this is from DW, the German news agency over there, just came out. Global governments urge China to respect COVID protests. The United Nations also called on Chinese authorities to respond to protests in line with international human rights laws. What a bunch of crap! You low-life pieces of garbage! Hey, how about when we had protests? Hey, great job over there, Trudeau over there did, up in Canada, with their Emergency Act. Freedom convoy. What freedom convoy? We're putting in an emergency act. You're going to jail and we're stealing your money because you're protesting our COVID vaccine law. Talking about China? We got Chinatown everywhere. Matter of fact, you look at the clown that's playing the Republican Senate Majority Leader. Yeah, what's his name over there? McConnell. Yeah, guy got more chins than Chinatown. Look at this little clown boy. Look at that arrogant little nothing of a boy. And I'll call out to his face. A little daddy's boy. A little daddy's boy. Born on third base and 30 in a home run. A little piece of nothing. Emergency act. Oh, but those dirty Chinese. All those lousy Chinese. But we could lock down everybody. There he is. These are the clowns telling us what to do, like that little jerk off over there in Trinity College telling you that Jesus was transgender. I wonder what your mother was, moron, or your daddy. Maybe he was Lola. Lola. L-O-L-L-O-L-A. Yeah, like the guy that we got, that guy, what's his name? Playing our defense, not defense, the head, the health minister of the United States. I think I'll become whatever I want to become today, and you have to believe what I swallow. This hypocrisy, how they've destroyed the lives and, oh, I'm Italian, American, my blood is Italian. My heart's American, but my heart is still a true American of what America used to be. There he goes, Lola. Look at him, look at him, look at him! You're gonna take orders from a clown like that? You're gonna tell me about health? Hey, hey, moron boy, girl, whatever. I worked on the book Natural Healing back in 1995, Warner book, about building up your immune system. Oh, no, we can't talk about that. You got to take the drugs. You got to take the drugs for the drug dealers. 95% efficacy rate. The garbage of going after China when they destroyed the lives and livelihoods. They're going back to Italy. The first one to follow the Chinese way. Locking down everything. Locking down everything. And one country after another. And the morons, the imbeciles, you got to stand 6 feet apart. The wind blows exactly in 6 feet. It doesn't go in circles or up and down. Now you stand 6 feet apart and we'll make circles all over the floor. And you're going after China? This isn't my America. Oh, InfoWars has the Spirit of 1776 sales. Tomorrow, I'm going to be 76, and I have the spirit of 1776. I'm a fighter for freedom. As I said, my blood is Italian, but my heart's American. I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. And I got these clowns robbing me of my freedom? Calm down, Salenti. Be a coward like the rest of us. Follow this clown. Listen to what he, she, it says. Swallow the crap, those lousy Chinese. What hypocrisy. What hypocrisy. Closing down restaurants. A third of the dry cleaners have gone out of business now. Office vacant, office occupancy rate in Britain, in London, 30%. In America, around 50%. Locking down everywhere. And that fraud Fauci, the lying little clown telling you not to wear a mask on CBS and then telling you have to wear one. BSing about a 96-95% efficacy rate with a drug, and now you gotta get a booster all the time, and the clown boy gets the virus after he gets the shots and still keeps selling them. An arrogant little piece of nothing, fraud Fauci. And he was on NBC yesterday complaining about, you ready? The Chinese and what they're doing in their lockdowns.
Yeah, I just should have looked.
Yep. I'm angry.
I'm sorry, baby. You okay?
St. Thomas Aquinas said, if you're not angry when it's moral to be angry, you're immoral if you're not angry. when you should be. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for having me on the Alex Jones Show. No, it's not Gerald Celente. I'm going to change it. It's going to be Geraldine Celente, and I'm changing the name of the Trends Journal to the Trans Journal. All right? That'll make everybody happy. But what a bunch of crap being shoved down our throats. Jesus was transgender. All a junk, a clown like Fauci. I was talking about the fraud Fauci. This is him on NBC yesterday. Again, if you're stupid enough to watch the mainstream news, you'll hate the Trends Journal. It's the truth in trends. If you like, I like Fox, I like NPR. Yeah, you like swallowing crap, go ahead. Oh, yeah, maybe they got one good guy on Fox, you know? How about the rest of the network? Anyway, here's the fraud Fauci talking about China. This approach has been very, very severe and rather draconian in the kinds of shutdowns without a seeming purpose. Hey, clown boy, you mean the same draconian lockdowns? You read the Trends Journal, or maybe you're too stupid to read. We've been calling them draconian lockdowns when little Andy Cuomo, another arrogant daddy's boy, I'm locking down New York. And how about Warren Willem Jr.? Oh, you mean de Blasio, the clown nothing scum who real name was changed to de Blasio because that was his mother's maiden name and wanted to get the Italian-American vote in New York when he locked down everything? You believe? You're stupid. It's a clown show. It's a freak show. A little boy of nothing. And this Fauci talking about China? Go back to your Trends Journal. Back in 2020, we had the magazine cover. The Chinese way you must obey. How America followed everybody. Great Anthony Frieda cover. Instead of the tanks in Tiananmen Square, we had a COVID tank. Yeah. He goes on to say, the arrogant clown boy Fauci. This is the guy, by the way, that championed those lockdowns in Australia. Loved them in New Zealand. Wanted more in America. Going after the Chinese. And again, little Trudeau, little arrogant Trudeau up in Canada, locking up the people for the freedom convoy. A freedom convoy. No, we don't want to get vaxxed. We want to keep doing our work, going back and forth over the border, but we don't want to get vaxxed. And look what he did to them. Stole their money. Locked them up. That's fine. The prostitutes, the media whores that get paid to put out for their corporate pimps and their government. It's just that clown. This is the clown that people obey. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. Vote for the clown, the moron, the imbecile, the arrogant freak in a country near you. Yep. There he is. These are the arrogant people that robbed us of our lives. The prostitutes never went after him. Hey, how about the little boy Murphy over here, over in Jersey, huh? Remember him? Oh, remember the morons? You got to put the table 6 feet apart in the restaurant, but you could sit together. And when you walk in, you got to put a mask on. But when you sit down, you can take it off. Because China, let us, arrogant, nothing of a clown. Look at the elections in the United States. You go back to one of our recent covers. Democrats versus Republicans equal Bloods versus Crips, murderers and thieves. When are you people going to grow up? And that's why you're listening to InfoWars, because you've grown up. And you got to do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they want to get us all off the air. Look, I used to be on Oprah. I got to bring down the mugs I have. To today's show. I used to be on Fox and Friends. Good Morning America. They hate me because I won't swallow their crap or do what I'm told because I'm a free American. They said a Napolitano born in the Bronx at the height. 1946. Poof. America wins the war. The spirit of freedom rang through you. Not anymore. Not anymore. By the way, when I was a kid, they used to say, you little SOB, you're not going to make it till 21. Yeah, they couldn't control me, man. I was the youngest of five, you know, so. And I grew up at the perfect time to be free. So it breaks my heart to see us robbing us of our freedom. And as Alex was saying before, you know, he does the churches of, you know, he doesn't, I don't want to quote him, but, you know, to paraphrase what he said about, you know, not believing in the different churches. I mean, it's, you know what's happened? Anthony Frieda, just talking with him, the great art illustrator for our Trends Journal magazine. He said, politics has become the new religion. Right. People aren't going to church, they're going to politics. Well, that's right. They believe in their political gods. Going back to the fraud Fauci, that this clown on all the prostitute media over and over again, it seems that in China, it was just a very, very strict, extraordinary lockdown where you lock people in their house. Hey, yeah, like they did over here. Can't go to school. Look at those videos of those little boys playing police, locking people up, throwing them on the ground in Australia and other countries. And how they hate Salenti in Kingston, New York. Oh, yeah. I had a freedom rally when everything was locked down in July of 2020. I died from it. And so did everybody else. How dare you have a freedom rally when little Andy Cuomo, the daddy's boy, told you to stay home and lock down, close down your restaurants, go out of business. Oh, you're not essential. Only the bigs are essential. Oh, and the liquor stores, because they pay high taxes and they want to get their money. Mom and pop, yep, gone. Gone. And we come back, we're going to talk more about the gone, because the economy's gone, too. Yeah. Oh, the Dow's down today. Don't worry, we'll rig it and pop it back up. Yep. That's Fauci. Yes, which clearly, with all due respect, was not particularly effective, blah, 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 blah. Talking about their vaccines, to any number of vaccines that were available, talking about the Chinese. Yep. And he goes on that he doesn't fully appreciate that they didn't protect the elderly by making the elderly get vaccinated. This is the elderly 81-year-old clown that got double boosted and got the virus. And the people that are dying, Alex mentioned it before, the study came out that hardly made the news. Vaccinated people now make up majority of COVID deaths in U.S. Nope, nope, it's not misinformation, it's gender information, because the Washington Post put it out. And they go on to say older people were always especially vulnerable and now make up a high proportion of COVID fatalities than even before the pandemic, according to Scientific America. Yep. And Clown Fauci, we can no longer say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's a quote. And that's by the Kaiser Family Foundation Vice President Cynthia Cox, who conducted the analysis on behalf of the Washington Post. Yep. Oh, if you're unvaccinated, you're going to spread the virus. Oh, no. Remember all those clowns, all the little prostitutes that went to the Washington prostitute show? And they, and so many of them got the virus afterward? And all those comedians? Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. Remember, support InfoWars. Support the truth. We'll be right back. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, because that guy, that clown over there, at Trinity University, said that Jesus is transgender. My name now is Geraldine, and the Trends Journal is now Trans Journal. So, you know, we just want to be on the level. of how low you can go. Anyway, if you want to know what in the world is going on, what it means, what's next, there's no magazine like the one we're putting out. And if you want to keep the truth going, because they're trying to keep censoring us, you need to support InfoWars. And they have these great products, and they're selling out fast. As I said, I'm going to be 76 tomorrow. And here's the thing, from a cat that's been there and knows what's going on, the older you get, the more you have to do. You don't lessen up your workouts, you increase them. And the same thing with the kind of products that InfoWars has. You want to take these products to keep building up your health. And they have this mega blowout sale right now, and you can get up to 60% off on their top-selling items. And for every item, you get a free item with every order. So, and then, by the way, this is only the second time that InfoWars has done this in their history. And again, you need to support them because their blowout sale is a blowout for the, what they're giving you and what you're getting and what you're paying for it. You have their Survival Shield, and you know, well, it's now sold out. The True Selenium is sold out. The Patriot Blend Coffee sold out. The Immune System Coffee sold out. So you got to get these right away, because what you can get for 60% off is your Brain Force Plus and 50% off Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power 50 off, VasoBeat, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Whole Food Multivitamins. Well, those other ones are all 50% off. The Whole Food Multivitamins are 40% off, but Brain Force Plus Ultra is 50% off. And my favorite, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, and Female Vitality. And the Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off, Ultimate Fish Oil, Immune Support, Fizzy Magnesium, 50%. They got a whole load of stuff. I mean, they're great what they're doing this. And if you order now, again, you'll include a free item with every order. So these free items, they're going to be chosen at random. And they got a whole bunch of stuff you could get. Flags, stickers, sunglasses, etc. And your purchase of these products, as we keep saying, it's a 360 win. Number one, you get super high quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar into the next level. So don't miss out on this biggest sale of the year. Visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com today. Yep, and that's what you need to do to keep the truth alive, because they're just going to keep stealing it from us more and more and more. Again, I used to be on everybody. No more. No more. Again, that article that came out on the Washington Post, it came out on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, when nobody was paying attention because everybody's going on Thanksgiving holiday, that the vaccinated now make up the majority of COVID deaths. Yep. In September 2021, vaccinated people made up just 23% of the coronavirus fatalities. In January and February this year, it was up to 42%, the report said. And now it's 58%. Washington Post analysis found that more vaccinated people are now dying of the COVID disease. And 58% of the coronavirus deaths in August in the U.S. were people who were vaccinated or boosted. And you got a clown boy like Fauci selling the jab. A clown of nothing. And again, the hypocrisy of going after China when they destroyed the Freedom Convoy in Canada. Australia. New Zealand, draconian lockdowns. I remember over here, they locked down the schoolyard, the playgrounds. All the swings were tied up. Kids couldn't go out and play. You couldn't go to the beach. Little boy de Blasio, you can't go to the beach. How about arrogant Gavin Newsom? Oh, yeah, that one of the members of the club goes to the French Laundry. $400 a plate dinners as he locks down everybody else and don't go to the beach. And the morons reelect the same freaks that robbed them of their power, like Gruesome Newsom, Witless Whitmer, little DeWine over there in Ohio. One after another, they reelected the dictators that used to be America that the Chinese are going after. Anyway, then there's the Ukraine war. More money going there. And now look at this arrogance. Look at the arrogance. Look at the arrogance. And they tell us what to do, and the people follow. So, by the way, when I just went to the, and we took a break, the Dow's down now about 500 points. And the headline in Drudge, one of the headlines right at the top over there, is economy biggest bubble in world history. And that's Robert Kiyosaki, who's a friend of mine, and just did a good podcast with him. And I totally agree with it. We are in now for the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in modern history, probably in written history. This COVID war has destroyed the lives and livelihoods of people across the planet. It'll come back. No, it's not coming back. I'm 15 minutes from Woodstock in Kingston, New York, first capital of New York State, right across the street. When they made the Constitution for Kingston, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from here. That's why I bought these buildings, the most historic four corners in America. Anyway, so I'm not far from Woodstock. I'm there a couple of weeks ago with my buddy. 10 o'clock at night, dead. Dead. No nightlife. Bands playing. No, remember, no more bands playing. Remember, they couldn't do that. Again, Van Morrison had me, wanted to meet me this past September. And because he came out against how they were ruining all the music industry. People couldn't go out and play. He wanted to meet me because he knows I'm a fighter for freedom, as he is. The streets are dead. The whole world has changed. I have a pal who has a bunch of restaurants. He said, I've been in the business, he said, for 42 years. He said, this is the, there's Van Morrison, yeah. What a real fighter of a man. He said, we're taking reservations now at 5:30 at night. He said, nobody ever went to dinner at 5:30 at night. And places are closing up at 9 o'clock at night, stop serving. The whole world has changed as a result of this COVID. And they're going after China for what America and Europe created. And again, you look at those videos of the Australian police throwing a woman down to the ground, going into their homes. Talking about China? So going back to the Ukraine war, this is serious. The United States is sending another $4.5 billion. The number now to Ukraine to keep blooding in the killing fields is over $70 billion and another $40 billion on the table. As the homeless are all over the place. As people living paycheck to paycheck. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die for war. And we almost did it when they almost officially announced World War III, saying that Russia bombed, sent missiles into Poland. And NATO was ready to unite. So support InfoWars. Do everything you can. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and Trends Journal, TrendsJournal.com. The only magazine in the world that gives you history before it happens. The truth in trends. We're helping you prepare, prevail, and prosper. And as my friend Robert Kiyosaki said, the worst is yet to come. Oh, and watch out for a business, commercial, real estate sector crash, the likes of which you've never seen. See you next week.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party and the European Union and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook. If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit Van.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years.
And so we'll be right back now, with more information. Thank you for listening. And please, please support InfoWars and support us by listening to the link, sharing this with other people, tell people about us, and sharing this stuff, because you're not going to hear this on Freedom Networks that much, too much. So help support something that's doing good. Support us locally. Send a donation to me at anchor.com, just like what you see if you go into the app or you go into your browser or you go into the Anchor platform. You can see how to do that. When you're on my podcast, top headlines, national, international news stories, listen to us on XM and also across the terrestrial satellite radio networks. All right, y'all have a nice day. It's Michael DeSilva broadcasting from the Freedom Network, rebroadcasting Monday's broadcast. Thank you. Have a great, blessed day. Be safe, everyone.